Hello, dear viewers. So, controversy is raging about what's happening in Gaza. Of course, we cast our minds back to the 7th of October this year when Hamas launched those surprise attacks in Israel, rocket attacks, thousands of militants, or as some call them, terrorists, crossing the border into Israel, proving that its border fence was definitely not impregnable, and deliberately murdering 1,200 civilians. And I use the word murdering advisedly. Hamas is listed as a terrorist organization by many governments, but many of the Muslim world regard them as freedom fighters. But even if they were an army, it's illegal to deliberately kill civilians when this is not in furtherance of any military objective. If there was in a building containing 10 enemy soldiers and one civilian, it might be considered permissible to destroy that building, accepting that you would kill a civilian. But whereas the objective of this attack is to kill soldiers, but realizing that as a byproduct of that, a civilian's going to get killed. But if you know it's only civilians you're shooting at, then that is murder. Well, you're doing that on purpose for the express purpose of killing civilians. And that's what Hamas did on a large scale, and took about 200 people hostage, almost all of them civilians. Only a handful have been released so far, some of them because they're American citizens and or very elderly, as trying to appease the righteous wrath of much of the world. But since those attacks, Israel cut off water, electricity, gas, food, all supplies entering Gaza. Now, Gaza's got over 2 million people, and Israel estimates there are about 40,000 Hamas militants there. So I know some people said you've got to say the word terrorist, but it's disputed because this word is used by much of the Muslim world against the Israeli Defense Force. Now, the IDF, it wears a uniform, it's got a clear chain of command structure, and so on. Israel signed up to the Geneva Convention, the Hague Convention, and so on, and it does discipline its soldiers, and it has jailed its soldiers who committed crimes and things like that. So it is fighting for a legitimate sovereign state. So I wouldn't say that the IDF is terrorist, no. Now, most armies have committed crimes, and the more intense the fighting, the more likely they are to commit crimes. I think no army is entirely innocent. Anyway, cutting off water is illegal. That is collective punishment. We could have 2 million Gazans drinking infected water, not drinking at all, so dying of dehydration or from drinking filthy water. So that would be a war crime. There's, international law is absolutely crystal clear about that one. Now Israel says that cutting off fuel, that's acceptable, even though hospitals won't be able to perform operations very soon, because they say that Hamas has stockpiled all this fuel. I don't know whether that's true or false, but it's difficult to tell apart claim from counterclaim, accusation from denial. What's the truth? We may never know. Remember, the owl of Minerva takes wing only at dusk. Now the Secretary General of the United Nations is Antonio Guterres, the erstwhile Prime Minister of Portugal. So he is the top human. You know, if an alien arrives and says, take me to your leader, they would go to Mr. Guterres. And Secretary General Guterres, he's criticized some of what Israel is doing. But he also said that Hamas's attacks did not occur in a vacuum. So this has provoked a furious backlash from the state of Israel, saying that this is sort of excusatory of terrorism. But Guterres mistaken? Was there a vacuum? Of course there wasn't. And obviously we're talking metaphorically speaking, because there was a conflict for decades, for 75 years, even before that, before the end of Mandatory Palestine. So there's certainly been wrongdoing by Palestinians, and there's been wrongdoing by Israelis. And it's true that Gaza wasn't occupied by Israel for quite a long time, but obviously the exterior of it was controlled. Now Israel will say, yeah, that's so they can't build up a stockpile of weapons and use their arsenal against us. But you look at the West Bank, where Israel's taken so much of that as well. Anyway, so I go on. So surely Israel is committing a war crime by cutting off water. And it's quite shocking that the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Rishi Sunak, should speak up for this. Now, Israel could take legitimate military action. The IDF could enter Gaza by land. They can fire rockets. You know, its planes can bomb various targets. Its warships can fire at various targets and so on. But to cut off water to everyone is a war crime. Telling them to move to the south of Gaza, to be safe, but still bombing it and so on. So about 1,200 Israeli civilians were killed. At least double that number of Palestinian civilians have been killed in the last 2 weeks. And all right, Israel does make some effort to reduce civilian casualties. But, you know, as you say, you sign up for the Geneva Convention, Hague Convention, which Hamas is not, you'd expect to behave better. You know, you've got far more sophisticated weaponry which can be used with pinpoint accuracy, which Hamas does not. So some of what Hamas does is, yes, malevolent, is purposefully killing civilians. Some of it might be cock-up rather than conspiracy because their weapons are not quite so quite so accurate. So no one should be killed for his or her ethnicity or religion or citizenship. I mean, that ought to go without saying. So no nationality is bad, no nationality is good. And I realize that Israel, the Jewish state, well, is made up of going to be a safe haven for the Jewish people. Ironically, it's one of the most unsafe places for Jewish people, as this war has shown. And I know you might say, do you think they would be very safe in Syria, for example, or Sudan? No, I don't, actually. And these countries used to have significant Jewish communities. Goodness, and I wish it would there were to be an end, and Israel would be very safe, and the Palestinians too, and I wish they could get along, but they're going to have to do some painful concessions made in both sides. And as Israel holds all the cards, it's for them to make concessions. Up to now, why would they make concessions when they've had all their own way for quite a long time and haven't faced large-scale attacks? So anyway, the health ministry in Gaza, which is controlled by Hamas, says over 6,500 people have been killed in Gaza since the 7th of December. Now, that figure may well be inflated. I don't know how many of those would be Hamas fighters and how many of those are not. So Israel has called upon Mr. Guterres to resign, and he has rightly refused to do so. I mean, he should speak his mind without fear, without favour, and be forthright in speaking up for human rights. And if that displeases certain governments, tough, he's got to do it. That's exactly what he's there for. And he has the lawful and the moral authority to do this. And his avocation of adherence to international law is to be applauded. And Israel has not always been perfect in obeying these things, to say the least. And all right, many countries break this, and Israel's record is by no means the worst, trying to hold them at the standard. But what would you do if you're Israel? You'd say, we don't care about this by any means necessary. Maybe I would be blinded by rage. But what would I do if I was a Palestinian? You know, they say, don't judge a man till you've walked a mile in his shoes. Anyway, so it's a horrific situation. And the United Nations says at least 100 trucks of aid are needed to supply the population. Something like 62 trucks have been allowed through so far. To some extent, Egypt is to blame for not facilitating this more. But obviously, the Egyptian regime wants to see Hamas annihilated and doesn't want an influx of 2 million Palestinian refugees. So it's a very lugubrious situation. And I think it's going to go on for at least 2 months. So if it's 6,000 Palestinian civilian deaths, I think that's just the beginning. I think it's going to be probably multiples of that. I really want to be wrong. But we are seeing horror after horror. Thank you for watching, and please subscribe to my channel on Patreon. Good night.